Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Here on a Wednesday, October 1st. It's the first of the month, and on Wednesdays, we officially, like, it was a terrible Tuesday. It was a misery Monday. I'm over it. We lost to the Falcons. We lost to a better running back. That's all it was. Bijan Robinson won the game for them. Today is the day we officially move on from that defeat. All right, we heard from Dan Quinn earlier today. Jaden Daniels, medically cleared, full practice participant today. So today, we officially turn the page to the next week of the NFL season. Week 5 is here with Thursday Night Football as we go around the NFL and pick the best games of the week, the 3-star, 2-star, 1-star, and our dud NFL contest on NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
Thursday Night Football, San Francisco at the LA Rams. Both teams 3-1. Both teams off to a really good start to the season. 49ers haven't lost on the road. Rams haven't lost at home. I think it's going to be a great battle. This is a 3-star game. This is a 3-star Thursday night game, Stubby. That's what we wanted on prime time, Amazon Prime.
The injuries in San Francisco are making that team a little bit less interesting. They have Brock Purdy back. Brock Purdy doesn't move me. Still no Ayuk. I don't know the Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall situation. I know they both went into the tent last game.
They're winning games. Does it matter? I mean, they're still able to run the ball. They were winning it with Mac Jones. I think it's going to be a great contest. 3-star game for sure for me on Thursday Night Football. Jeremy?
I'm a little worried. It's a 2-star. Brock Purdy's status is up in the air right now. He kind of re-injured his toe in that game last week.
I want Mac Jones to start.
Brock
I'm
Purdy,
kind of
Mac,
a Mac Jones guy.
I have no difference of interest between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones.
That's crazy because one of them's getting paid a lot more
I know.
Than the other. All right, let's go to London. Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London, England. The Vikings against the Browns. This is the one that I'm willing to go on a bet with Michael, a bagel bet here. Breakfast bagel sandwich if the Browns can cover that 3.5-point spread there. I just don't think Carson Wentz is going to be able to move the ball and score points. He took 6 sacks last week. And this week you're playing Myles Garrett.
Yeah, that's just throw the ball to Justin Jefferson.
Yeah,
just throw it out there.
Those in London, they're used to seeing people kick a football. You're going to see a lot of kicks. I'm going to say right now, maybe 5 made field goals in that game. I mean, there's going to be a lot of 3 points. They're going to think they're watching the NBA.
Do you see that over-under?
Yeah, 35.5. Right. Well, that's why I'm telling you, it might be like 15-12, your final score.
Barely.
No touchdowns. In the end zone in Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. That's just a 1-star game for me.
All the way to 1?
Yeah.
What's the juice there for?
So, why is it not a dud?
Yeah.
The change of quarterbacks.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Don't.
But also, real. I have Judkins on my fantasy team.
Okay. That'll do it. And I have Justin Jefferson.
Raiders, Colts. Two-star game there.
Sure. Yeah.
Indiana Jones came back down to earth a little bit, but he has not lost at home yet. And for Vegas, I just really don't know what to make of that team. Ashton Jeanty had a great game. They're not getting what they need out of Geno Smith. And I can't believe they blew that game late to the Bears because they had their field goal blocked. They should have won that game. But that's a two-star game for me. Any thoughts on that one, boys?
You got two really good running backs in that one. Jonathan Taylor, Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah.
I just think the Colts roll a little bit there. Maybe one star for me.
Giants, Saints. Stubb, explain your thoughts on this game.
Giants are going to win. I will continue to predict the Saints to lose every game. That's an 0-17 football team if I've ever seen
Whoa!
One.
Whoa!
Spencer Rattler is 0-10 as a starter in the NFL. They're humming. Cam Scatabu's humming. Jackson Dart can run the ball. That Giants defense is good enough to stay in there. I expect the Giants to win in New Orleans.
I saw enough from New Orleans in Buffalo that they will squeak out.
I'm
a
not gonna
17-16
say,
win or something.
I'm not going to say Buffalo wasn't trying, but I don't think Buffalo was putting their best out there.
I think you're sleeping on New Orleans' defense is not terrible. They forced a turnover of Josh Allen, and he's usually really good with the ball. I'm not backing Jackson Fart after one game.
He's going to start 2-0. They're going to build a bunch of hype, and then he's going to crash down to earth.
I think he crashes down this weekend. I'm not going to bet on this game, but you're taking that in your survivor pool. nobody uses the Giants in survivor pool. They're dead. They're done. Cowboys-Jets is a dud game for sure. I also do like Cowboys -2.5 in that one. Broncos-Eagles is a three-star game from the link. Is this the week that Philadelphia finally suffers their first loss of the season?
Nah, they're going to get like 15 or 16 or 17 wins. I hate it, but I feel it.
Yeah, I wonder because I think they're going to force feed A.J. Brown after his kind of like public tirades last week. He was very upset not getting the ball.
But it doesn't matter. Like, they don't need him.
Well, I think Hurts will have an interception throwing it his way, picked off by Sertan. And I think the Broncos could absolutely steal a victory here. The Eagles just look like they're trending towards a loss every single week.
It's the Chiefs last year. It's the exact same thing. They're just going to keep winning.
Yeah, they're just a good team, though. But that is the three-star game. Dolphins-Panthers is a dud.
Yep.
That's two duds. Texans-Ravens. Each team has one win, so I'll give it two stars. But that's just going to... We found out Lamar's out for 2 to 3 weeks. And so now it's going to be the Derrick Henry show. The good thing is, Derrick Henry's been enough to beat the Texans in the past. He did that twice a year when he was a member of the Tennessee Titans. Titans at the Cardinals. One-star game. Do you have anything to say about this one, Jeremy?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
After calling his team ass, I'm curious what Cam Ward's bounce back is.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Bucks, Seahawks, three-star game from Lumen Field in Seattle. I mean, this is a really good contest here. Baker Mayfield against Sam Darnold. I think both defenses want to be better than they've been this season. Bucky Irving, Kenneth Walker. This could be a playoff matchup.
I agree. I actually fully agree. I think that the Seahawks are looking way better than I would have guessed. They have the top fantasy defense this year. I know that. I don't know about the other stats, but they've been stupid good under McDonald.
Lions have 3 wins. Bengals somehow have 2 wins. 3-2 is 1. That's a one-star game right there. Michael says he likes Detroit -10.5. I understand what he's saying here. Like, Dan Quinn doesn't look overlook opponents. That's been one of his best assets as a coach here. And same with Dan Quinn. I do think that they're similar in that. The two Dans, they don't overlook opponents. They get their team fired up and ready. They'll have a good game plan. Their defense will have a good performance, and they will win easily. Patriots-Bills is your Sunday night game on NBC. Two-star game for me. Want to see Drake May? Haven't seen him really in primetime yet this season. And Buffalo looks like the best team in the NFL. Monday Night Football! Monday Night! Monday Night Football! Chiefs-Jags. That's a three-star game.
Yep.
I am fired up for that one. Jacksonville has been a really nice surprise. My lookalike, Liam Cohen, gotten his team to off to a 3-1 start. I know people want more from Travis Hunter. I think he's starting to get worked in offensively. And the way Travis Etienne Jr. is running the football, it's going to be really hard for the Chiefs to win this game. They're going to need to be so much better offensively.
And last week, Mahomes showed up again. That was one of his best games in years. And
right.
It seems like the team, I guess Xavier Worthy is their missing piece.
Look, you need somebody to throw the football to besides Travis Kelce, right?
And Juju Smith-Schuster and Hollywood Brown are just not those guys.
Look, week one, it took too long for his offense to get going in Brazil. All right, they came back late, but the Chargers won it. But he had 258 yards. This week four was the Mahomes that we're looking for in terms of throwing the ball, explosive plays, picking up first downs, Mahomes magic, put 37 points on the board. We'll see if that continues this weekend, but that's certainly a three-star game. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback with QB IQ. Jaden Daniels looks to be ready to make his return, cleared by the medical staff, and is a full practice participant today in Ashburn. QBIQ coming up next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So every week we try to go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback, and we call this segment QB IQ on AWOD Radio.
You know, that is my dream. That's what I want to be, and it's what I believe I am as a quarterback.
Being a professional quarterback is arguably the toughest job in sports, maybe the world.
Quarterback will say, "Hike." That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback.
The most important position gets the most attention. We'll take a unique look at the best quarterbacks in the league each week.
It was just much better execution all the way around.
As we go through the lens of NFL quarterbacks with QBIQ.
All right, so I'm going to start with somebody I think has been slept on a little bit this season because of the talk in the offseason about his back injury. And that's Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, who is second in the NFL in yards, third in touchdowns, has had a really good QBR, and just two mistakes so far with two interceptions on the season. I think he was the best quarterback over the weekend last week. 375 yards in the win for the Rams over the Indianapolis Colts. Three touchdowns. And Puka Nacua went the F off. 13 catches for 170 yards and a touchdown. It just seemed like every time Matthew Stafford dropped back, he found Puka. He found Tutu Atwell for a big 88-yard score. Davante Adams, his new weapon that comes in, got into the end zone. I just felt like he put on a clinic of how you move the football in the NFL. He was just superb in that game. Could have been better, I think, on third downs, but for the most part, because of how they moved the football, they were dealing with like third and short situations, and he was able to convert those shorter ones. But a total of 462 yards of offense for the Rams. QB Matthew Stafford led the way. Let's go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. You know, there were a couple instances today where we were able to jump the ball, play with some tempo, and I thought Sean did a hell of a job mixing and matching those times, calling it, you know, kind of through the pass game there late in the game. And, you know, when somebody does that, shoot, man, makes me want to deliver for them. And don't care where we start, you know, it's all about finishing in the right spot. So we did a nice job of, you know, getting three long touchdown drives, you know, throwing the football the majority of the time, doing a nice job playing with some tempo. So we've always mixed and matched that, you know, as I've been here. You know, different iterations of it a little bit, but it was big for us today. There's no question about that.
So in the fourth quarter of that game, Indianapolis took a 20-13 lead, and Matthew Stafford was pretty much perfect from then on out. 11 plays, 83 yards, drives the length of the field, takes 6 minutes off the clock, and we got a tie ball game. Defense gets a stop, one play, 88 yards, pass to Tutu Atwell. Two drives, two touchdowns from down seven to a seven-point victory. He was certainly the quarterback of the weekend. I wanted to give Dak Prescott some credit here on QBIQ. I'm not going to put him on the list, stub of quarterbacks that we wanted to honor today, but I've been more than impressed. I kind of thought he was done with all the talk that his hamstring ripped off the bone. Right? I thought he was done eating turkey legs on the sideline after beating the Commanders. He's not done. He's been fantastic. 1,119 yards. The Cowboys' offense has not been the reason they're 1-2-1. Without CeeDee Lamb. So, I mean, I just think we have to talk and highlight Dak Prescott a little bit here. He has certainly bounced back, and it looks like the best quarterback in the NFC East, and it doesn't even really feel close right now with Jaden struggling and Jalen Hurts can't really throw the ball downfield.
Well, you're not going to mention Jackson Dart?
No, he's still Jackson Park for me.
Yeah, he has been good. I think if his team could get him wins, he'd be a great candidate for comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
Because he's shown back up, and he's absolutely been where he left off.
The completion percentage outside of week one, 73, 77, 77. He's been on target. He's been accurate. And really, it's come down to you could tell that he got healthy and worked out all training camp with his receivers and with Coach Schottenheimer Jr., the timing and the rhythm. Like, Schottenheimer Jr. knows ball, just like his daddy did.
I guess so.
All right? And so their 1-2-1 record is not because of Dak Prescott at all. I will admit, I was wrong that I thought he was done in Dallas. Not if he keeps playing like that. Who do you want to highlight on QBIQ?
We got to highlight Mahomes. I think we highlighted him like 15 out of 17 weeks or 18 weeks last year.
Yeah.
And this was a game kind of worthy of that. I mean, four touchdowns, that was the most passing touchdowns on the week. How many yards? 270 yards, no picks, only one sack, bodied. I mean, the Baltimore defense has really not shown up this year, but he cooked them up with a Xavier Worthy back. He just did a great job.
Yeah, and his average passing yards per pass, it went from 6 to 7. And that 1 yard, it kind of tells me he was taking some more deeper shots downfield. He had that long 37-yarder to Worthy. And like we said, he is awesome, but he needs somebody to catch the ball on the other end. Needed his weapon back. He got his weapon. They got the win.
He's still the best player in the NFL.
Right. I wasn't doubting that because it just comes down to he makes the winning time plays. Think about this for a second. Baltimore was 1-4 on fourth down. Mahomes was 4-4. It's a big part of why they won that game. Inside the mind of the NFL quarterback, Patrick Mahomes on QBIQ.
I think guys they executed well, and the offensive line blocked extremely well. And when that happens, you can get the football out and let guys make plays. And we had a good job as far as scheme. I knew where to throw the ball on time. And other than a few plays, I think at the beginning of the game, I thought we did a great job executing the whole day.
I want to go inside the mind of Bo Nix. I told you I wanted him to be added to my list stub after he was 29 of 42, two touchdowns, did throw one pick, but had 326 yards in the 28-3 win on Monday Night Football for Denver. The third down conversions from Bo Nix all game long were just unbelievable. He was nearly perfect. The team was 8 of 14. It felt like when they passed on third down, he was finding his receiver in rhythm, on target. I thought Cortland Sutton looked like a receiver that deserved to get paid in that game, catching everything Bo Nix threw at him. So Bo Nix so far through this season has been the solid quarterback that we thought he was. He hasn't really, I don't think, taken a step back. Certainly will want to have less turnovers 4 weeks into the season, four interceptions, but has done really good finding his receivers in the end zone with seven touchdowns. And I think he's been more than a game manager this year. He went out and won that game for the Broncos, given the fact that, yes, the Bengals are awful, but I thought he was really good. And He's probably excited about the future in Denver with him leading the way. Let's go inside the mind of Bo Nix on AWOD Radio.
I thought I had good vision today. I thought I did a good job of seeing things. You know, we had a good plan, and I was really clued into what I needed to see. And the guys just get open. You know, we do a good job of playing a lot of guys, keeping guys fresh. And each guy is going to have a chance to, you know, get the ball and make an explosive. You never know where or who will find the football. And, you know, it's just good to spread the ball around because you're not going to get defenses that can hone in on one person. Obviously, you know, Court for the last couple of years is going to get his. But, you know, with other guys doing, you know, similar things, it's with us moving him around, it's just harder and harder for them to, you know, take him away because so many other guys are doing things, which is really important and good balance for an offense.
I really did think he executed at a high level on Monday Night Football. Stubb, you wanted to add your guy, Drake May. You've been a May man, all right? And the Patriots got to win 42-13. But, like, to me, that was, like, more the defense won them the game. He only had 203 passing yards.
Yeah, but he got a lot on the ground, too. I think that he is outstanding for them. I think I want them to be take more steps to help him out, especially in the receiver position. I mean, his best target has been Hunter Henry, who's like a mediocre tight end.
He finally got a good game from Diggs, six catches for 101 yards.
And the tight ends popped off. Trevion Henderson got a touchdown. That might be his first on the regular season. But I just think he's a great game manager. I think he's really good for the culture there. And he put up a good... I mean, he put up 42 points on an offense. You got to give a bit of credit to the quarterback there.
Yeah, I'm more like... I was impressed with them defensively. That's what I wanted to see from Mike Vrabel's boys. But this is a quarterback-driven segment, and I will say the 14 of 17, even though he didn't have the most yards, that is just terrific completion percentage. He's now done that twice this year, and oh yeah, both times they've won the game. I think we've seen the key to the Patriots winning games. Hold Drake May below 25 attempts because you can run the ball with Stevenson and Henderson and let him keep that accuracy. Their two wins, 82% or higher completion percentage. Yeah. We've seen what he needs to do.
And he can run it too, right? He can scramble. I mean, we're not talking about like Jaden Daniels here, but kind of like or like a Josh Allen type of scramble.
Josh Allen light. Yes. He might have more of that in his future, and he does certainly like to get outside the pocket. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. If we missed a quarterback you wanted us to highlight on QBIQ, give us a call, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear every game, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Joining us right now is part of the radio broadcast and the Take Command podcast. It's our buddy Logan Paulson. What's up, Logan?
Not much, man. How you doing? You doing okay?
I'm doing great, and I loved that I heard from Dan Quinn today that Jaden Daniels has been medically cleared. Full participant in practice today. I'm so excited to get the Jaden Daniels show back on the tracks, man.
Yeah, I think we all are excited, man. You know, like that's, I'm glad that the team took their time. I'm glad that they kind of went through the proper channels to make sure he was healthy. I know a lot of fans were concerned about, you know, some comparisons to Robert Griffin III and all those types of things. But yeah, man, it'll be good to get him back out there because, you know, he's such an electric football player and really just like the natural leader of this football team at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, no, great stuff. Logan, I'd love for you to break down the defense for me as an amateur watching this. There's been all this talk, conversations, I think John Kime brought it up, about teams overloading one side to get players open. Can you kind of dive into that for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like with, like that's like a national, like a league-wide trend is like one of the things if you're playing zone or if you're playing man is sometimes if you flood the zone with three or four receivers, it makes it more challenging to keep your numbers where they need to be. And so that's something that's happening, again, league-wide. And, you know, I'm watching the LA Chargers and the opponents that they're facing, like the Chiefs, for example, do that almost every critical down and distance. So, yeah, I think it's something that, again, you see that's more effective versus zone. I think, you know, obviously when they motion to bunches and stacks versus man, you're getting similar number counts. But those issues arise because of this, the picks and natural rubs that occur in man-to-man coverage when you get in those kind of tighter sets. So, yeah, I think it's a tool that people around the NFL are using. And, again, like you use it differently versus different coverage structure, but it's been very effective, and I think that's one of the reasons why you see everybody doing it.
Logan Paulson with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Quarter of the season through, teams 2-2. But like I said, I'm keeping it so positive and optimistic. Can you give me three positive things, three positive takeaways from the first four games of the season?
Shoot, man. I think one of the things is that offensive line. I think they've done a really nice job outside of one game. And I think despite the fact that they didn't have a lot of continuity over the course of the offseason, guys in and out, the five guys that have played the last two games have really done an outstanding job. Have there been some miscommunication errors? Sure. But I think on the whole, you've been like fans should be pretty pleased with how that group has played. And then by extension, that kind of the young three-headed monster that's in the backfield at the moment. I say young because Bill Kroski, Merritt, and Chris Rodriguez are young players, but obviously Jeremy McNichols has played really, really well as well. So I look at those, that kind of dynamic there, and I think there's two things to be excited about. They're efficiently running the football. They're blocking well. I think the pass protection's been pretty well for Marcus Mariota the last couple weeks too. So I think that offensive line running back's definitely people to be excited about. And I think the other one would be Deebo Samuel, man. I think he just looks like he did 3 or 4 years ago as advertised. Yeah. His ability to get the ball in the backfield, his ability to get the ball in the slot, his ability to win on the perimeter. Again, is it the prettiest thing of all time? No, but does he have that kind of playmaker dog mentality? Absolutely. So that's been really great to watch over the entirety of the season. But, you know, like since Marcus has taken over, he's done a really good job of offsetting, you know, Terry not being in the lineup last game and just adds such a diverse element to the offense.
Yeah, no, great stuff right there. I mean, Deebo Samuel, absolutely fourth down, got to have it, game on the line. They go to Deebo, and he made a great play in the end zone there on that catch. He's been everything I wanted and more. I struggled to find any positives defensively, though. Can you get me excited about the defense improving?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things defensively that has been a point of optimism is that when they have pressured, their pressures are really good. I think when you see Bobby Wagner on a back, Frankie Louvo on a back, some of their simulated pressures, Dorrance Armstrong specifically has been very, very productive along the defensive line. I think you see kind of Joe Witt Jr.'s version of this defense. I think, you know, last week they were a little bit more conservative. They have some injuries in the secondary. I think that affected the way he wanted to call the game, quite honestly. But I think when you look at when they're pressuring, this team is very effective. You feel that in the New York Giants game. You feel it in the Las Vegas Raiders game. And I want to see them do more of that this week again versus the Chargers, who have a banged up offensive line. And when you look at, again, the second half of that New York Giants game, after Joe Alt goes out, after Mekhi Becton goes out, Justin Herbert is really under siege. And I do think that this group, when applied correctly, can create some of that same pressure, which I'm excited to watch this weekend versus the Chargers.
Logan, it's such a week-to-week league, and any given Sunday, it plays out almost every single week. It's crazy. But being a former player, is there any kind of extra motivation after a bad loss? Because it just feels like bad timing for the Commanders. Like, Washington played an angry Atlanta team. Now we're going to probably play a pissed-off Chargers team. And we're going to their building.
Yeah, but I think, to your point, I think the Commanders are going to be pissed off. I think they've come out of, you know, after the first loss, they came back against Las Vegas and looked like a different team. And obviously, like you said, Atlanta looked like they had kind of retooled, refocused, recharged, and were a very tough out. But I do think that when you look at the Commanders going to L.A., I think there's a lot of stuff that they can get corrected from the Atlanta game, a lot of stuff that they've learned from the Atlanta game, that they now can apply to a banged-up Chargers team. And again, the Chargers team were playing at home. This is a tough road trip. But I, like you said, I do think that there are times where professional football players are professional football players for a reason. They're motivated, they're competitive, and this is the perfect storm for the Washington Commanders to go into LA and kind of say, hey, especially defensively, hey, like, that is not the best version of this group. That's not the best version of this unit. Like, we're going to get it done. We're going to make sure that we put our best foot forward this week. And unfortunately, Justin Herbert's going to have to deal with that.
What do you think a successful game plan for Washington to go across the country and beat the Chargers would look like? I mean, Dan Quinn mentioned at the press conference today the lack of time of possession against Atlanta. I do feel like if Washington's going to win, they're going to need the ball for 35-plus minutes.
I mean, I think that's the formula that worked for them so well last year, and I do think it's something that's going to be effective. I think right now, like, this defense has been constructed to kind of play a supplementary role to the offense, and I do think that the offense possessing the football, being more efficient on third down, is going to allow for a lot of positive things. It's going to, you know, allow you to get more touches to the running backs. It's going to allow you to keep the defense on the field. It's going to allow you to affect field position in a positive way. So all of those things, I think, are going to be extremely important for the defense to, again, put its best foot forward. I think, you know, Justin Herbert's a really good football player. They have a ton of dynamic playmaking weapons. But what I do know is that if they are in a negative game flow, the Chargers this week, if they're down by 7, if they're down by 10, and they have to throw the ball a ton, I don't think they're built at the moment to do that because of the injuries along the offensive line. So I totally agree with Dan Quinn and those sentiments. I think that's something that really needs to be focused on. And again, that puts a lot of pressure on the offense. But it's also one of the reasons I think we're all excited that Jaden Daniels may play this week versus the Chargers.
Have you had a chance to watch the film yet from the game against the Falcons?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I watched that pretty much immediately after the game. Yeah.
What are a few of your biggest takeaways from the film?
I actually think, like, Marcus Mariota did some really nice things. Like I said, the offensive line I was impressed with. I think on defense, I think that's where maybe what you're referencing more is, I think there needs to be just a better attention to detail. And that's not saying that they weren't being attentive to detail before, but to get to where they want to be, like, there's a standard of play that I think the fan base, I think the coaching staff, I think the players themselves all have an expectation for. And I think to get where that needs to be, they just need to be, hey, on this tackle, I need to be in a little bit better position. I need to wrap up a little bit more. On this coverage, I need to kind of play with my hips open in a certain way so that I can take away both routes or make a break on the football. And not that they're in bad position currently, or that the guy missed the tackle because he was in bad position. But I just think if you want to ramp it up, we're talking about inches of improvement to make a drastic result here in terms of production on a play-to-play basis. And so that's what I would look to coming out of the film, was like, man, they're really close on this play. They're really close on this play defensively. How do we get there? We tighten up our focus on the details, and we challenge ourselves to get that to get those small details done to get the larger result taken care of, which is ultimately winning the football game.
In terms of quarterback one, if Jaden Daniels returns Sunday, what will you specifically be looking for in his return?
Yeah, I mean, this Chargers defense is pretty dynamic. I think they're they do a lot of stuff you can tell they're really well coached. They rush the passer pretty well. They blitz pretty well. They play coverage well in the back, and they match concepts pretty well. So I think what I would say is, like, what kind of game plan does Kliff have to alleviate some of the pressure? There are going to be moments where Jaden Daniels has to put the Superman cape on and go execute at an extremely high level. And he's, I think, going to be more than capable of getting that done if he does play. But on the down-to-down, like, how do we possess the football? How do we limit kind of these third and long opportunities to make our third down efficiency more effective? Those are all things I'm looking to Kliff to see how he gets that done, because he's really done a great job calling the football game throughout the season. You know, obviously the Green Bay game was a struggle, but I'd say three of the four games he did really a masterful job. So what does he do this week? Again, to manage some of the exposure of Jaden Daniels, because I also think like this is a perfect matchup for Jaden Daniels. I think when you look at what he does so well, you know, he scrambles, he's able to run. It really puts the Chargers in a lot of conflict, and they've had a hard time with that throughout the year. So I think it's kind of a perfect storm, but I really want to see what Cliff does and how he insulates Jaden Daniels.
Logan Paulson, follow him on social media, on Twitter, at Logan Paulson NFL, on Instagram, doing great stuff as well. Former NFL tight end, now works for the Commanders as an analyst. You can check him out on the radio network. Also, the Take Command podcast featuring Grant Paulson. Lastly, Logan, explain to us here why flying out early to L.A. you think will make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really smart move, and I think it's something that this ownership group has been in total support of, which is winning football games, right? So you get out there a couple days early, it helps you get acclimated to the time change, helps you get that flight off you a little bit. And, you know, one of the criticisms is that the team has started slowly on the road. This is a good way to help manage some of that, some of the variables associated with starting slowly, right? Can we make sure we're not fatigued? Can we make sure we're fresh? Can we make sure we're locked in? And we get a good couple good nights rest before the game. So I think this is all going to be good stuff in terms of putting the guys in a position to be successful on Sunday.
Logan, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man. Have a good one.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Not 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. Grant Paulson, Danny Rouye. Grant and Danny will drive you home. They're coming up live at 3 p.m. But Jaden Daniels just finished practice today in Ashburn. We told you earlier, Dan Quinn kind of said he's been medically cleared. He will be a full practice participant today. Here's Jaden Daniels now speaking with the media after practice. He was just asked how tough it was to watch last week against Atlanta.
Been tough. Obviously, you know, as a competitor, you want to go out there and help your team in any way possible. So kind of being sidelined for this past couple weeks, you know, we're super tough. But DQ and my team, I was there for me because they knew how much it meant to me. And I try to return that same energy. And I think I was able to do that.
Where did you watch the game on Sunday and what were your thoughts?
Yeah, it was a tough one. Wish we could have pulled out the win. You know, I was cheering from those guys from my couch, the comfort of my own home.
And then do you expect to play Sunday?
I guess we'll have to see it Sunday.
Jaden, I saw you wearing a brace during practice today. Is that the plan of, if you do play on Sunday, to wear that brace?
I guess we got to see on Sunday.
Okay. Let me ask you this. With the brace, any limitations? What is that like? Obviously, I've never worn a brace before, so as an athlete, what is that?
Me either.
Do you like it? Hate it?
I'm not the biggest fan of it, but if that's what I have to wear, then I'll do anything possible. But we'll see on Sunday.
Jaden, I know you're telling us we'll see on Sunday, but just thinking about it, the competitor you were touching on a little bit, how badly, if you're healthy and able to, do you want to be able to get back out there and play and win?
I want to get back out there 2 weeks ago, so if I had the opportunity, I would love to go out there and play.
Just a quick follow-up. I remember all the way back to the first loss that you had against Tampa last year, and you told us after that game, I don't like losing. So how tough is it to have to watch losses happen and not be able to contribute in those situations?
Same way. Both tough to, endure as a competitor, so nobody likes losing at all.
Jaden Daniels speaking to the media right now, live from Ashburn, Virginia.
Oh, also the Mets lost. Did not make the playoffs. So that's probably the biggest thing, that brought a smile to my face. This past weekend, they had the opportunity to play the Marlins to clinch a playoff spot, but they lost, and so did the Reds. So I hope you guys have been watching the Dodgers. I have, and Charlie has too, because his team is not in the playoffs.
Jaden, big sports fan, love this stuff.
Oh,
here.
Yeah, he already lost. Yeah, it's coming soon. It'll most definitely be coming soon. He has not. He lost last year when the Dodgers beat the Mets. He lost this year when the Mets didn't make the playoffs. He is. So, obviously, California. Yeah, please, it is. Back to it, though.
I don't know how we follow that one. You are an LA guy. Like, what would it mean?
I'm from the Inland Empire.
Okay, there you go. But what would it mean for you to go back out there and play a game out there Sunday?
It would mean the world. I plan on having a lot of people attend the game. So that is the hometown, and be able to play back in my hometown as a pro, it would mean everything.
And then as far as your movement and all that, Dan said he wants to see how you move and all that. When did you feel like you were back to yourself, moving the way you want to move?
I mean, if you let me talk, I would want to play 2 weeks ago, but I guess in their eyes, probably this past weekend, is when I started to feel like myself.
How was it today? What were you? I know you practiced in full, but do you feel like you can do all the things that you normally would on the field?
I said I felt like I could do that 2 weeks ago. So, but I don't make those calls.
Two weeks ago, you felt you could do it 2 weeks.
I mean, if you put your mind to it, a lot of things, you could do anything. So, but no, I felt good out there, and yeah, that's the plan.
After a game like Sunday, I'm sure everybody's got a bad taste in their mouth. How do you approach another road game against a front like LA's that can cause some problems?
I think you kind of just focus on us. And obviously they're coming off a bad taste in their mouth too, so we know we're going to get their best game, and they're going back home. We're going on the road, so we haven't played the best on the road. So kind of just focus on ourselves and go out there having fun and, cutting it loose.
You guys were really good toward the end of last season on the road and had some big road wins. What do you think's been different so far this year?
I mean, each year is different. Even though it's only my second year, kind of figure that out. But that's kind of what the first month of football is for. More games are lost than won in the first month. So now it's kind of settling in, and, you know, you got to execute at a high level, especially on the road. We don't have the luxury, even though our fans travel great, to have our home fans and be in our home area. But so, you know, we got to bring our own juice and our own energy.
AJ, and I know you felt like you were ready to play last week, but does the knee feel better now than it did 7 days ago, 14 days ago?
I plan on going out there on Sunday, so yeah.
And you and Bobby are both Southern California guys. How did that kind of connection help you guys build that friendship so quickly when you both got here?
I think that's kind of the icebreaker. You know, we're both from the same area. We both have the same area code on our phone, the 909. So that was kind of just the icebreaker, and then you kind of just figure out little things from there.
Hey, Jayden, you've been able to sit back and watch this team offensively. What have you seen from the offense these last 2 weeks?
Yeah, running the ball really well. A lot of guys are stepping up and contributing, even though, you know, we kind of dealt with a little injury bug. So a lot of guys have been stepping up, even from, you know, the running back room. You got Ben that's been stepping up, Yankoff, so all those other guys, Trent Scott. So, obviously the biggest person, Marcus. So they've been doing their thing, and they kind of all just execute at a high level. But, yeah, we're kind of creating some explosive plays and getting guys back. So we'll move, build on from that.
Jayden, what did you maybe learn over the last couple of weeks when you weren't playing?
Probably say that, you know, God works in mysterious ways. I think he kind of had a plan for everything. So it's obviously just trusting his plan and, you know, go back and rehab. And hopefully I was to get back to this point and, you know, I get to play in front of my home crowd.
And then the offense going to look a little different than last time you were out there. Eckler's out, unsure on Terry, unsure on Noah. What adjustments do you guys need to make offensively to get back to that explosive unit you had last year?
I mean, just focus on us. And, you know, guys going out making plays. Me make throws and, you know, we get this thing back rolling.
Jayden, just obviously watching the game from afar when you're sitting up in the top of the stadium or being at home, was there anything that you maybe saw differently, you know, not being there on the field?
Yeah, I mean, kind of being up there, being up top, you obviously see everything. So I don't really look at it from that perspective, like, oh, why didn't probably Marcus throw this ball here or anything like that. You know, you got to look through it, through the eyes of the line of the fire. So it wasn't anything like I was looking at it differently. Obviously, you see what they're doing and, oh, you could say the ball should be going here. But other than that, I was just up there just kind of just cheering on my team.
Jayden, how do you think you've progressed from last year to this year, even in the first 2 weeks that you were able to play, in terms of diagnosing coverages?
I mean, that kind of just goes with experience. You get some games under your belt, you kind of understand what teams are trying to do in different pressures, and you kind of just look at different things of body language tendencies and stuff like that. So I'm still learning, but that's kind of where the growth I took from year one to year two, and I'm still trying to learn even more.
Take us inside the mind of a quarterback, what you're looking at post-snap to try and figure out when teams are disguising coverage.
Little QB IQ from Linnell.
I would say it just depends on the concept and where you think you're trying to go with the football. You got different keys as far as safeties. They say safeties tell the truth, corners lie. So you kind of just trying to figure out different things within the box and the structure of the defense. And obviously it ties into your film study and who the defensive coordinator is.
Jayden, knowing your importance to the team, if you're able to play on Sunday, will you have to be a little extra cautious to make sure you keep your health up? Or can you even play cautious and still be effective and be your usual self?
I just think it's that balance. You find that balance. Obviously, you want to be able to be available for the rest of the games, but you got to be smart, and that's kind of what we talked about. You know, just living to see another down, but just know if the game is on the line, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. So that's a different circumstance, too.
He really doesn't seem like a quarterback that likes to talk a lot, likes to have his play do the talking, but he is damn entertaining when he's out there speaking with the media at the podium. Inside the mind of the NFL quarterback, that was good stuff. What did he say? Safeties tell the truth, corners lie. Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye will break down the game coming up next here on The Fan.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.